and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Hi, y'all. How was your weekend? I hope you had an amazing weekend. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And I do have an amazing brand new biblical question for you in a minute. But in the meantime, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing and you just gotta go work out, whatever you gotta do, anywhere in the world, but you would still like to be listening as it is happening, you can. By calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Monday. And they come fast. It's like the sun just coming up and going around the world. Up and around, back real soon, up and around. And for the flat earthers, it's going flat for you. It's going up and down the earth for you. Wait, I got to get my computer back on here. Let's see. Thank you, baby. Amazing. When I become president, goodbye all computers. We'll bring people back to work. And we're going to get rid of AI and everything. And hate will be lost without AI. Amazing. Hate even does his show with AI. What the? Just call him Elon Musk. But anyway, it's Monday. And though we take all calls, every Monday is, and we take the ladies' calls as they come in, every Monday is Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. When she's crying, she's lying. And that is so true, I can hardly explain it. It's amazing. And today with Saturday was the 1st of August. And as you know, every August is Men's History Month. And so today is Men's History Month. And I got a few things that for those men who really, really, really want to overcome, they want to be free again, free individuals, to think as you like, to do as you like, and never be controlled by the world, by other human beings. And so for those men who are working on themselves, I guess is a serious time, but not like serious, worry. But I guess, as every day should be, right? But to try to encourage you, for those men who want to work on themselves, August is the month that I want to encourage you to do something for yourself. Finally, do something for yourself. Work on you. Don't be lazy. Work on you. At least for 1 month, and if you don't like it, go back to being weak and emotional and angry and out of control. You can go back to it. But for those men who really want to overcome whatever issues in your life, this month is set aside for that. And so I have an assignment for the men who want around the world. And believe me, there are a lot of men around the world, young and old, every race. A lot of men don't want to work on themselves. They love being female-like, angry and emotional, judgmental, looking to the woman or somebody, you know. But those men who know that something is wrong and they don't quite know how to overcome it, August is the month to truly work on yourself for 1 month. You already know about doing the silent prayer and forgiving your mama or your daddy and all that. We've been talking about that forever. And so the assignment for the men for the month of August, listen up to the assignment. For 1 month only. For those men and women, it's not for everybody, but for those men who want to overcome, truly, truly want to be free of your fears, your doubts, your worries, your loneliness, your bitterness, your jealousy, stress, your competitive nature, and you want to be free, the assignment is for you. So here is the assignment. Do not argue with your girlfriend, your fiance, your wife. It doesn't matter how long you've been married. Do not, for 1 month, do not argue, get angry. Don't argue or try to prove anything to anyone for 1 whole month. Don't get angry. Don't argue for 1 whole month, the month of August. With your anybody, your mama, your daddy, don't try to prove anything to anyone. If you do this, if you do it and stay with it at least for 1 month only, If you seriously do it, I promise you, you won't regret it. You're going to discover something about yourself, about you, that you have forgotten about and didn't even realize what you were doing. But don't argue with anyone, especially your woman, anyone really, for 1 month. Don't try to prove anything to anyone. All your life, people have been making you prove something to them, live up to what they think you should live up to, and you've been suffering. There's no peace in that. Because you're living up and proving things to the devil. Human beings are the devil. And you're trying to prove and you're angry and carrying on with the devil. So guys, for 1 month, don't get angry at your woman, including your mother, female cousins and nieces and whomever, your wife, anyone about anything. All right? I want to know how it goes. You got to work on yourself. You got to do something for yourself, finally. Do something for yourself. That's the assignment for 1 month only for the men. And then it is Men's History Month. And I want to play my first perfect example of a man. But I want you to listen to the words. Don't get caught up with the video or the music, if there's music in the background. But listen to the words. And this month, do them. Do them. If you do them, you're going to discover things about you. You got to work on yourself. Faith without works is dead. You got to work on you. Don't be lazy. Don't put it off. If you want to be free, the sooner you start working on you, the sooner you will be free. But you got to work on you. Do something for yourself for a change. All right? So I want to play my first example of manhood. The guy who wrote this poem is right on the money about what he's saying. Right on the money. And it's called If. And I want you to listen to the words, not just be caught up with the video or the music. Listen to the words. They speak volumes about real life. About real life. The man from the good old days, way back when, before the internet, with real men. Yes, they had to overcome the spirit of the mama. Every man does, if they want to be free, but they did it. And you can do it too, if you want. So I want to play to get started with the Men's History Month. I want to play this If poem. Y'all have heard it over and over again. But now that you're going to, for those men who are going to work on themselves, the hell with the other men around you that don't want to do it, don't let them talk to you out of it. They have the female nature. And they don't want to see you go free. But for those men, all races, everywhere in the world, all have to overcome the woman, right? You must be born of the Father. You must return to the Father. The spirit of the Father. So listen to this If. And this man is telling you how to become a man. This is from If.
If by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Amazing. A man's history moment. And it's just so true. You don't know how true that is. And I challenge you to find 10 men who can do that. It could be done, but you got to work on you. And so, happy Men's History Month. Don't forget the assignment. Don't argue or prove anything to your girlfriend, your fiance, your wife, your mama, or anyone, really. Don't argue or anything, and don't prove anything. This idea came from someone, I'll let you know who, from the media yesterday. I'm like, whoa, what an amazing idea. He was like, Jesse, I have an idea for Men's History Month because we need men now, she said. We really need men. We need men to stand up and be men. So that's your assignment for 1 month for those men who want to work on themselves. Happy Men's History Month. August is Men's History Month. You can't make yourself become a man. There's nothing you can do. Physical labor will not make you a man. It will not make you a man. It'll make you have bread on your table. It'll make you capable of paying your rent. It'll make you have a little money to bank, but you still won't be a man. Physical labor only take care of your physical body. Isn't that amazing? That doesn't make you a man. But if does. So, happy Men's History Month. I have a brand new, biblical question, but first, we dealt with last week's biblical question in the Sunday morning fellowship yesterday, which was amazing, by the way. And as I always do, those men and women who are watching and who were there at the fellowship, rebuildingtheman.com/church, you stay with it. Just stay with it. I don't care how many times you go in and out of your imagination, in and out of your emotions, in and out of thoughts. You just bring them back. Bring those thoughts back to you, wherever you are physically. And just stay with it. You gotta, if you want to be free, you must give up a life. There is no way around it. You can read the Bible till the cows come home, the Quran, the Jewish Bible, the Mormon Bible, the Seventh-day Adventist Bible, the Christian Bible. And you can quote scriptures. Until the cows come home. But you're not going to be free until you overcome anger / resentment / emotion. And you will never, the biblical question last week was, do you have 100% complete control of your life? Most people said no. But you can. You were not put on this earth to be subject to the world. You were put on this earth to have complete 100% control of your life, as your Father in heaven has 100% complete control of his life. And as your brother Jesus Christ has 100% complete control of his life, you can have it if you want it. But you got to give up the fake life, the illusionary life, the life of emotions and thoughts, and past and future, and judgment, resentment. Whatever, stress, revenge. You got to give it up. That is not life. Fear is not life. And once you let it all go, and you can, it's a lie that you can't, you can. You will have 100% control of your own life. And it won't be you bragging about it. You won't take credit for it because you will know you had nothing to do with it. But you will be grateful and you will quietly live your life. You will literally lay your weapon down. All right? A brand new, and you can listen to Yesterday Fellowship to hear more about that. But we have a brand new biblical question for this week. Are you ready? Is you ready? For those men and women, and the ladies are working on themselves, God, I'm telling you. All ages, all races of female, of women around the world, they're like, I'm tired of being this way, Jesse. I am going to forgive my mama and my daddy. I'm going to drop this anger, this desire to control. Stay with it, ladies. You are, and only you, as an adult, are responsible for your own spiritual life. No human being can help you with that. You got to live it. All right? So stay with it. Brand new biblical question. Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God? Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God? Know thyself, right? Which changed your life? This biblical question is an amazing biblical question. And then next Sunday, I'll tell you why I asked this. which changed your life. The words of God or the laws of God. What do you say, Nick? Which changed your life? What changed your mind?
I don't think I can answer.
You can't? You sound like
Yeah, because my mind is poisoned a bit. I think it's poisoned a bit from a previous conversation I may have heard, and I don't know if I should even bring it up.
Right.
And poison the people's minds. But.
Okay.
Yeah. So you guys are catching on. So I should stop.
But so.
Because I don't have a. I'll say this, I don't have a hang up between word and law. I don't have like the same hang up about the Bible that people have, if this is what this is about.
What do you mean?
Well, now I can't bring up, I don't want to bring up anything else.
Oh.
With what do you mean? And confuse people.
But people are already confused.
You guys know the conversation I'm talking about?
What changed your mind?
About words versus laws. So I'll stop right there.
No, you can go ahead. What do you think? Should he go ahead or what?
Yeah. So you guys do know. Okay, good.
He should go ahead.
Yeah.
My mind is, when you brought that up, I'm just thinking about the conversation you were bringing up about that and how it's originally said in the Bible that it's the in the beginning was the law as opposed to the word.
Right.
And I remember that being on a Bible Thumper Thursday and it being like, about, like, Christians having a hang-up with that whole verse and making Jesus God. And I don't have that hang-up, personally. I don't feel, like, divided by it being word or law.
Oh, you don't?
No, because it's like, in the beginning was the word. It's just God is God's law. It's just God speaking existence into existence. Like, it doesn't mean Jesus to me.
And so which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God?
Wow. Now I feel silly because the real question just came out. Is my life changed?
What changed your mind?
I don't want to answer that.
Baby. What?
I don't want to answer that. Because that's the real question. Has your life changed?
No.
And which one changed it? Because I don't know if my life has changed, Jesse, to that degree where the word and the law changed it. I got to smoke on this.
All right. Which changed you? The words of God or the laws of God? Hey, these are my experts, by the way.
Happy Men's History Month.
What?
Happy Men's History
Month. Happy Men's History Month.
Laws.
Why are you laughing? Explain.
Well, because my whole Christian life growing up as a kid, since childhood that is, through adulthood, has been concerned about the laws of God.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
On some level.
As a child? Your Christian childhood?
Well, since childhood, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, since childhood.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I've been confused as to what those laws are. I've been confused and overly into it, and that definitely changed my life kind of in a bad way. But I don't know. But I would say the laws.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, He will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before Him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Happy Men's History Month. Today is Female Monday. We take all calls, but the females as they come in. The hate report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. 11 to 1, and the American Anchor Baby is on fire. Check out Bill on Punchy.tv. He has a brand new episode, Punchy.tv with Bill. And every Wednesday, he hosts a brand new show. Live show, so you can call in and super chat or whatever with Bill. So, a busy month this month. It's time for you to do something for yourself. Finally, work on you. And see what you can discover about you. Thank you all for your support as well. I know a lot of you are on vacation. I hear from you. And thank you for your support. Even while you're on vacation. Traveling around. Super chat.
Salty Old Man gifted the can during the Fallen State premiere on Pilled.net saying, Happy Friday, friends.
Amazing. Happy Friday. Thank you for your support.
JV the Great on buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. You all should bring on so-and-so.
Thank you. Send a suggestion to producer@thefallenstate.tv. Producer@thefallenstate.tv. I appreciate it.
Aries 1 gifted the can. No message.
Thank you. Amazing.
Welcome Wheels Up, new show member. Very nice.
Welcome Wheels Up. I appreciate you.
Bree K, 5 coffees and 10 coffees and no message.
Thank you, Bree K. That's amazing.
Luke, 3 coffees. Jesse, what are your thoughts on the flock cameras?
What?
Have you heard of flock cameras?
No.
They're city cameras. I don't know. They're cameras owned by this company, I guess, called Flock. I've been hearing about them. And in some cases they've been used for like surveillance of the city, and some people have been falsely accused of stealing cars because it'll misread like license plates. But in general, like it's like to help with law enforcement or something. Flock cameras.
And they own by a company,
I gather.
You say?
I think so.
And is city allow them to do that?
Yeah. It's an automated license plate reader, ALPR, system created by Flock Safety. that tracks vehicle details, stores data in the cloud, and faces major privacy backlash, according to the AI.
I had not heard of it, not that I'm aware of. But we got cameras everywhere now, that's for sure. What the? I remember when the idea of putting cameras on the street first came out. And the people were like, no, 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 you're invading privacy, no, no, no. But the government didn't listen to that. And they still, it just got worse now. Amazing. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Nice. Thank you, Luke. Jay Crimson, no message.
Thank you, Jay Crimson. Right?
Crimson.
Crimson. I appreciate it.
Marty, you. I hope everyone and JLP crew had a blessed weekend, and I love you all. Happy Men's History Month. Heart, thanks, kiss, hug.
Amazing. It was amazing. I hope you had one, too, and we love you as well. Amazing.
Nilla Thrilla, stand for what's right, but don't have any feelings towards it.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Maria, our Maria, says,
hey, Maria.
Cows ruminate.
I look like I heard that word before. I still don't know what it means exactly.
Commonly known as chewing the cud. Cows regurgitate partially digested feed from the rumen, re-chew it, and swallow it again to further break down the fibrous plant matter. And people ruminate, in a manner of speaking, by regurgitating in their minds stuff that has happened.
Oh.
I guess.
That makes sense. Because I can see cows chewing.
Oh, that's a noise I'm hearing. I heard his teeth coming together.
And they always chewing, even if they don't have food in their mouth, it seems. But right on. Thank you, Al Marie. I appreciate you and your support for so long. Thank you.
Brandy from Hawaii. Every man has a white dog and a black dog emoji that want you to feed him. The one that gets fed the most gets the biggest. It's your choice on what one gets fed.
What's a white dog or a black dog?
A good dog and an evil dog.
Oh.
It's an old American Indian saying of sorts, I think.
Indians have dogs.
Well, they have wolves.
Indians have wolf for pets.
I don't know, but that's what I heard. Info may be false. I was a kid at Indian Village, Christian family camp.
Right.
I got sent off to Indian Village while all the rest of my family got to have fun.
And I had to, why did they send you there?
Because that's where kids go to off to camp.
Oh, amazing.
Anyway.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate it.
Shout out, Brandy.
Shout out to Brandon.
Tay, the Kingdom Speaker. If parents don't traumatize kids, will they be of light?
If they don't traumatize, absolutely, because if you're not traumatizing your children, you are of the light. Because all parents traumatize their children because they are of the darkness. Amazing question. Thank you.
Thank you, Tay. The Joshua James. Oh, amazing.
Amazing.
Happy August 2nd, 2026. That
Happy
was yesterday.
Happy Men's History Month. Amazing. Thank you.
Little paycheck during church said, a little something for now. Money sign. God bless. Money sign.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Another from Tay. You control your life by not controlling it.
Amazing. Absolutely. Let go of what you think is controlling, because in all honesty, Tay, all the way from Asia, no one has control of their lives. And if they tell you they do, they're lying. They don't have control. They're being controlled. They're possessed. Amazing. Thank you.
Colt 1550, welcome, new show member.
Nice. Thank you. Oh, amazing. Appreciate it.
Eugene, good morning, Jesse and crew. Thank you for speaking the truth.
Thank you, and thank you for your support. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Jimmy, Bible verses that were added, Matthew 17:21, discovered to have been added by a scribe. So most modern Bibles go from verse 20, have no 21, and go to verse 22.
Amazing. Well, I don't know how anyone, anywhere, can believe that the Bible has not been miswritten to deceive. There are things in the Bible that are absolutely true, but a whole lot of things that are not. And it's mind-blowing knowing human nature and how human will do anything to control you. I don't know why anyone would believe that every word in the Bible is from God. What's wrong with you? And the Bible been rewritten and rewritten and rewritten. They like human nature would tell you, oh, I know there are some things that are true, but everything ain't true. Amazing. Thank you.
The Wild Goat, 3 coffees, no message.
Thank you, Wild Goat.
Elise, 3 coffees, said, have a blessed week, Jesse. You're standing up during fellowship. Didn't you forget what happened to you last time? You fell on the floor like a real beta, LOL.
Beta.
Nice to see you standing, though.
Thank you. It was nice. Amazing. I appreciate it.
And welcome new JLP show members, including Lion Z, Hunter C, Aries 1, The Real Jarrell, K-Fick, Andrew W., Wheels Up, and Colt 1550. Thanks again, y'all.
Thank y'all. I appreciate that. I really do. Thank you.
Very cool.
Thanks for helping us to help others.
Jamie says, love in the, I can't say this, in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on. Sounds like lyrics.
Sounds like a country and western song.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, Jamie.
And I could be wrong, but thank you, guys. I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice.
Amazing. That was a shooting over the weekend, I guess. I just heard about it this morning from Fox News. Police identified a 24-year-old Chad Williams as the gunman who committed a deadly mass shooting at an In-N-Out Burger. Did y'all hear about this? I heard nothing about it. And maybe because I didn't watch the news all weekend. The news is boring. Nothing but bad news. I wonder why. So I didn't know about this until this morning. My producer told me about this. This shooting at In-N-Out Burger over in Twins Fall, Idaho, not Navajo, Idaho, on Saturday, ABC News 7.
And we begin with that breaking news out of Idaho and the deadly shooting outside a brand new In-N-Out in Twin Falls. Police there releasing new details about the gunman and those who tried to stop him.
Police say the 24-year-old shooter, Chad Williams, killed himself, but they have not released any more information about that person. They have not said where he is from or why he may have started shooting. 3 people are dead tonight, 7 more are hurt, 2 of whom are in critical condition. Investigators say despite online rumors, Williams was the sole gunman in this shooting. They say some witnesses may have been confused in the chaos of gunfire. Investigators say an off-duty state trooper and another citizen exchanged fire with the gunman. Police say their actions likely drove Williams from the scene. Police say Williams' motive is still unclear this evening, but his family is cooperating with the investigation. The son of one of the victims says his father was shot in a nearby parking lot.
I woke up to getting a phone call hearing that my dad was shot. From what I understand, he was charging up the Tesla to finish out his shift for the taxi service. I don't know if he's still in critical. All I know is his condition isn't worsening.
That's amazing. You see that guy in the light just shooting at human beings in a burger place. I had not seen this, so I asked my producer, was he shouting Allah Uaba? He's like, no, as far as he know, he was not. And they don't know his race yet. Well, they're not telling us, at least. This is mind-blowing to me that is happening in the United States of America. Remember when we did not have this for the most part? Remember when we were reporting it was happening in Europe? And remember when the Muslims and others were doing this over there? is here now. The border was wide open. The people were just allowed to come in. President Trump said, no, we got to shut the border. We have asshole people coming from asshole countries, and we don't know who these people are, why they're here. And this is going to get worse. It's down the road now. And it's going to get worse. In America, you can't even go out for a burger. Remember the good old days when you went out to an event? You went out to the Hollywood Bowl and you sat outside at night and you brought like a lunch thing, dinner thing with you, drinks and everything, and just have fun watching the concerts. It never occurred to you that you may be shot or stabbed or anything. It wasn't even on your mind because it wasn't the norm in America. Isn't that amazing? You never would imagine no one at regular queue, in and out. I'm sure thought, well, I'm going to in and out today, but I may end up getting shot. They went out for a burger. My country is gone, and it's going to get worse. They got us standing there just shooting, it appears, and according to the story, allegedly. That is mind-blowing to me. And In-N-Out Burger is a Christian burger place. They even have a little Bible saying on the bottom of their drinks. And In-N-Out burgers are amazing. They're good. Though I haven't had one in a long time. What an amazing thing, huh? I want to play that one more time. I really want you to watch this. If this story is true, this guy standing out there just directly shooting at people in a burger place. It doesn't seem like he's at, and maybe he was, I don't know, but it doesn't look like he was after one particular person. He was just shooting people. I want you to see this at In-N-Out from our Fox News and ABC 7. This guy just standing there shooting. Listen to that, the bullet, the gun going off and everything, and people on the run. In America, these are your American citizens. This is not from the UK or some other socialist country over there. Did you see, I saw in the Anchor Baby, where all these folks which is crossing over into this particular country, I don't know, Spain. They're just mostly young men. Just think about that. We don't know, they don't know where they're coming from. Not all of them. But I want you to see this one more time. When I saw this on the Anchor Baby, I'm like, what the? But this shooting, according to a report, is happening in the United States of America. And it's going to get worse. These people, according to a report, is at In-N-Out, enjoying their, if it was Sunday, I think they said it was Sunday, or Saturday, having their little burgers and whatever, laughing and watching their videos and on their cell phones and I want you to watch this guy shooting, according to a report, from ABC 7.
Brand, we begin with that breaking news out of Idaho and the deadly shooting outside a brand new In-N-Out in Twin Falls. Police there releasing new details about the gunman and those who tried to stop him.
Police say the 24-year-old shooter, Chad Williams, killed himself, but they have not released any more information about that person. They have not said where he is from or why he may have started shooting. Three people are dead tonight. Seven more are hurt, two of whom are in critical condition. Investigators say despite online rumors, Williams was the sole gunman in this shooting. They say some witnesses may have been confused in the chaos of gunfire. Investigators say an off-duty state trooper and another citizen exchanged fire with the gunman. Police say their actions likely drove Williams from the scene. Police say Williams' motive is still unclear this evening, but his family is cooperating with the investigation. The son of one of the victims says his father was shot in a nearby parking lot.
I woke up to getting a phone call hearing that my dad was shot. From what I understand, he was charging up the Tesla for, to finish out his shift for the taxi service. I don't know if he's still in critical. All I know is his condition isn't worsening.
That's amazing. Seven others were injured. Two of the survivors are currently in critical condition, from ABC 7 in the United States of America. A child ain't safe at home no more. In our own home, our own country. So Derek is telling me he have an image now of the alleged shooter from the New York Post. Did she get it yet, Nick? He has an image he just found. We're going to pull it up as soon as Nick receive it. Amazing. Is that a Musa? Is he white or what? Can you?
I'm going to try and zoom in here.
Yeah.
But I gotta switch something up here. You said Muslim, maybe? I don't know.
He looked white.
I don't think, yeah.
Yeah, he looked like a white guy. That, according to the New York Post, that is the image of the guy who was accused of shooting there at In-N-Out Burgers. What was on his mind? What changed your mind? What?
He looks mixed.
Huh?
I said he looks mixed. Derek said he looks white. I'm like, he looks mixed.
He looked white to me.
He looks part Asian. He's vaguely reminiscent of the Supreme Gentleman, the mixed white Asian guy who shot up the girls because he couldn't get girls, or he drove into them or something. But anyway,
I wonder what was on his mind to do that, to just go out and just do that. Evil is real. 888-775-3773. When I come back, your phone calls, folks, and your super chats. Hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now. And I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. We'll be right back.
There's some serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right? Or am I right? This is the end of hour one of Female Monday. Happy White History Month, y'all. It's August 3rd, 2026 AD. And there's one line open. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be back. And we will get to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats. I did miss a couple there. And so my apologies. We will get to your super chats, y'all. And more great stories. It is hate news, not fake news. For the first time in a while, according to Commie Nonsense Network, it feels like everyone is talking about the same movies. Not to me. But yeah, Spider-Man, Brand New Day, one of the biggest opening weekends ever. And The Odyssey has sparked debates about stuff like religion, power of ancient myths or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, the Anti-Weaponization Fund, President Donald J. Trump's Attorney General nominee, I think he's the acting AG, right? Todd Blanche, Blanche, said Sunday he is rescinding the president's $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund after Senate Republicans threatened to block his nomination over the controversial, which means reasonable, agreement. The fund would have offered taxpayer money to people who were indeed and claimed to be victims of weaponization by the federal government, including those involved in the January 6th, 2021 Capitol riot and mostly peaceful protest. At least they didn't call it an insurrection this time, commie nonsense. Todd Blanche had already said the fund was dead, but by officially rescinding his previous order, he removes one of the biggest obstacles to his confirmation. Well, so which is more important, that Todd Blanche becomes confirmed or that we get our reparations? Not we, because I didn't participate in that stuff. I have not had the government weaponized against me, necessarily, that I know of. Info may be false. Washington State fires. Hundreds of homes and other structures have been destroyed as firefighters battle three major wildfires in Spokane County, Washington. It looks like Spokane, but it's pronounced Spokane, I'm pretty sure. S-P-O-K-A-N-E, County, Washington State. No injuries or deaths have been confirmed, though officials say it'll take time to assess the full extent of the damage. More than 60,000 people have been evacuated. Fires have scorched over 7,000 acres with zero containment since igniting on Saturday. Today, firefighters expected to get the best weather conditions in days, offering a chance to slow the flames and make some progress. And war negotiations. Our greatest president, Trump, said talks with Iran will resume today after he canceled plans for over the weekend for what he called a massive attack on the country. Nice. So he canceled those plans. Trump said he was asked to call off the strike by regional allies, including Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, and Qatar, and by Iran. But Iranian state media gave no indication that Tehran sought to avert the attack. Iran also insists they have not changed their stance on the Strait of Hormuz, casting fresh doubt on the diplomatic effort. And the Senate showdown. All eyes on Michigan as voters head to the polls Tuesday for a marquee Democrat Senate primary that could shape the fight for control of the Senate. The contest will offer a fresh test of the Democrat Party's direction, pitting a rising progressive candidate, meaning communist, I call it, against a more moderate, meaning still far left off the deep end probably, member of Congress. Democrats must hold this open seat vacated by retiring Senator Gary Peters and then flip four Republican-held seats if they hope to reclaim the Senate majority that they lost in 2025. Good luck, Democrats. You're going to need it. And as you heard, but there was an in-and-out shooting in Twin Falls, Idaho. Another U.S. mass shooting on Saturday. Rest in peace, those three. Several others wounded. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question for those men and women who want to work on themselves, overcome, which change your life, the words of God or the laws of God? Which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God? This is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast anywhere in the world and still listen to the show as it is happening right in front of your face. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond J. LP, Cash App. It's Monday. And we take all calls. But Mondays is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
All my life, I had to fight.
Why do people marry people?
Equal rights, equal lefts, baby.
Do I deserve more or less?
Are you a man or a woman?
I have nothing more to say on that.
What a mess. Happy
Men's. What a mess.
Happy Men's History Month. August is Men's History Month. I thought I heard Hate say in the news, Hate News, Happy White History. I could be wrong. But Happy Men's History. And check out the first hour. There's an assignment for men for a whole month. For 1 month, don't argue with anyone, your woman, your mama, your girlfriend, your wife, or anyone. Don't try to prove anyone to anything for any reason. All right, that's the assignment for 1 month. And check out the first hour, you're going to hear the if boom. If you can do this, you will become a man. And this, I guarantee you, everything about your life will change. But you got to do the if. Let me go to the busy calls here. Johnny is a first-time caller out of Texas. Johnny, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Hey. Big fan of yours.
Hey, Johnny, Happy Men's History Month, Johnny.
Happy Men's History Month. We are just rolling out from White History Month, the best history month.
White History was amazing in July.
Amazing.
It was
yes,
amazing.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Jesse, I just got a couple questions for you. We're big supporters down of yours down here in the great best country of Texas. I just wanted to ask you a question.
Ask.
Jesse, have you forgiven your father for being the devil?
My who?
Your father.
My earthly father?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I forgave both my parents years ago.
Amazing. And what made you forgive them, Jesse?
Because that's the only way you're going to be free.
Jesse, I love that because I find myself sometimes battling with anger, and I know as soon as I battle with anger, that's the devil getting in there. I always think that.
Have you forgiven your mother and father?
I have forgiven them, Jesse.
You told them?
Not personally. In myself, I told them, but not personally.
But God said to go to them and forgive. Why have you done that?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know why I haven't done that. I need to go tell them. I'm supposed to go see them tonight.
Why you haven't? You've heard me say over and over, you got to face them. Why haven't you done that?
Maybe it's a fear.
It is the fear. That's what I know. I wanted to hear you say that. Why is it weird being in a... How old are you now?
37, sir.
Isn't it weird being 37 years old and afraid of your parents?
Yes, sir.
It's because you resent them.
I love them so much.
If you love them, you would have gone and forgiven them.
I forgive them, and I tell them today I forgive them.
But you got to shake in your boots, and once you see that you do resent them, they've done the best that they can do. Go and forgive them, and then God will forgive you, Johnny. It's not going to happen until you forgive so that he can forgive you. And you're going to be afraid, and the devil's going to try to talk you out of it, but don't be deceived by evil.
Amen to that.
You're absolutely right, Jesse. And the fact that you know now that you're afraid of your parents, and then on one hand you say you love them, how can you love them and you're afraid of them? You won't even go to them and forgive them. That's not love.
That's fear.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Jeff Lee Peterson, the voice of the people, spreading the truth again.
Well, I wish you well, Johnny. Let me know how it goes. Go and forgive your mother and your father. And however they react to it, don't react to their overreaction. You forgive. And God, and don't ask them for forgiveness. Only God forgive. Human beings don't forgive. We apologize for being judgmental, for resenting.
Amazing. Yes, sir.
Let me know how it goes.
Amazing. Thank you, sir, for everything you do.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Johnny. Amazing! 888-77-JESSE. There's no way out, folks. You can pray. You can go to church. You can learn the Bible up and down, in and out. You can say that the word of the Bible is inflatable. You can read the Quran by Muhammad and Muhammad Mama and everybody else. But until you forgive, you have no love. It is vanity. It's a waste of time. Forgiveness, something that's so simple, yet so difficult, and the people won't do it. They'll read the Bible. They'll fight over Jesus being God. They'll fight you over that. They fight over Mother Mary. You got to pray to Mother Mary and the saints. But they won't go and forgive. Figure that one out. Jewish people, Christian people, Catholic people, they won't forgive. The one thing that will make them free is the one thing they refuse to do because of fear. Because of fear. And every man, every woman, every male, every female, you're never going to be free until you forgive. All who are born of the woman must be born again of the Spirit of the Father. Ain't no way out. If you don't do it, you'll be crazy the rest of your life. living in your imagination and calling hell heaven. Oh, because you know the Bible. You believe you have a free will. You won't even will yourself to forgive, to go and forgive. If you have a free will, why don't you drop your anger? What's wrong with you? You don't want to be free. You're pretending. You love the thrill of hurting yourself and others. And believe me, whatever you do to others, you're doing it to you first. You think you're hurting others and not yourself? You're a liar. You're blind. Whatever you do to others, you're doing it to you first. And then you're suffering. But you call your suffering a thrill. You think that's life. Oh, I'm alive. I have a thrill. I'm alive. I have an identity. You call emotions identities. That's your identity. You hate your fellow man, and you call that identity. Let me go to California and talk to Tony. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Justin. How are
Tony,
you
Tony, happy Men's History Month.
Yeah, okay. It's amazing. All this white rage is going on
happy
here in
Men's
America.
History Month, Tony.
Yeah, if you said so, I believe you. If you know, I see it.
Are you celebrating Men's History Month?
I don't know nothing about that, sis. I don't celebrate that because I don't know nothing about that.
Well,
We've been doing it for
at least 6 or 7 years. How do you not know? You've been listening to
the
show.
Keep it up.
We've been doing it for 9 years.
You keep it up, brother.
Tony.
You keep it up.
Okay. Tony. Uh-huh. We've been doing it for 9 years, so you do know about it.
Okay, well, that's fine, sir.
But the thing is, Tony.
Don't hang up, Jesse, because I understand you don't want to talk about what I want to talk about.
I'm going to get to your question.
I talk about it. I know about it because you told me about it, okay?
Tony, did you know about it before today?
No, I didn't. You just told me about it.
You had no idea. You never heard about Men's History Month before today?
No.
Even though you've been listening to the show for a long time.
I have for 17 years. I've been listening to your show.
And you didn't know about Men's History Month.
No, because I don't celebrate stuff like that.
I asked you if you celebrate it.
Why would I need to know about it then? If I don't participate?
So you hadn't even heard of Men's History Month.
That's it. What that got to do with this conversation?
Let's talk about what I said. You lied and said you didn't know about it.
Okay, Jesse, you said so. I agree with you just to make you happy, okay?
So are you saying...
You're the most emotional guy I ever met, bro.
Tony, are you saying after listening to the show all those years, you didn't even know that Ogden was Men's History Month?
Jesse, I know you're just killing time so you can hang up. That's what emotion people do. But yeah, I haven't heard about it, Jesse. So can we talk about what I call
about... not...
No, I haven't. You can't make me do it, Jesse. So you've been listening to it for that many years. Let's move on, Jesse. Tony, stop speaking over me. Okay, Jesse. You said you've been listening to the show, and
Men's History Month was established in 2018. And so...
What day was it established?
I just want you on record. You're saying you wasn't even aware of August as Men's History Month, right?
No, I don't pay attention to that paganism. No.
I didn't ask you if you celebrated. You said you didn't know about it, right?
No, I don't. No. What part of no you understand? N-O, no.
Amazing.
Okay.
Okay, let's get to why you called.
Jesse, why all this white hatred and rage going on in America, Jesse?
The same reason that the, The same reason the black rage is going on. The same reason.
No. We don't go around shooting up Burger King. We don't go up and shoot up.
No, you just you go around communities.
We don't put a knee on people's neck for 10 minutes. We you don't go around, into an Asian establishment and kill people, man.
You go around. So the blacks go into the community and kill the people. You're right.
So what the white do? Go around the world killing people?
They go to Burger King. We go around the world and kill people.
We go around the world. What do you think Trump doing? How many people you think Trump got on his? How much blood he got on his hands dropping bombs on people for no reason because he want the oil and he want whatever they resources they got in their country.
I thought you said for no reason, Tony.
There's no reason.
Hold on, Tony.
Okay, come on.
Hold on, Tony.
Go ahead.
You said that Trump is killing people for no reason. Then you said he want the oil. So isn't oil a reason?
Is oil more important than human life?
That's not the question. Is oil a reason?
Yes, it is. There's no reason to kill nobody. No.
You just said.
No, Jesse. Make it make sense,
Tony. Tony, if you don't stop screaming, bye, Tony. What the? How you gonna communicate with somebody like that? Tony, calm down. Tony, stop speaking over me. Tony, stop. And he doesn't even care. What the? Why is Trump going around killing someone for no reason? But oil. That's a reason, Tony. What the? Let me go to Stan out of Wisconsin. Stan, you are on the air.
Jesse Lee Peterson. It's Dan from Wisconsin, but that's okay.
Okay, has Stan. My bad. It's Dan.
No worries.
Okay. Thank you, Dan.
So I'd like to answer the biblical question.
Which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God?
I would have to say laws, but until waking up and working on myself, because of all the years of programming, I would have said word because, you know, being raised and very involved in the Christian churches and Christian groups and the teachings, they use the word that you love to say, the infallible word of God. Like every single word in the Bible is God spoke it. Well, they say God spoke it, inspired through the Holy Spirit. Men wrote those down. Excuse me. Men wrote those words down, and that it should not be questioned. I believe, what if there never was a Bible? If there never was a Bible or anything written down, I believe, like you do, that the truth is inside of us. God has given us the truth, and he would reveal it if we searched for it, if we really looked for it, without any word, without any written word. But I have a question for you,
okay?
If I could.
Go ahead, yes.
Like Bill Lockwood, of all the pastors that I listen to occasionally or have listened to, I don't really listen to many conventional, fundamental preachers. As much as I love and respect Bill, I know you have immense respect for him as a guest all the time. How would he answer that, I wonder? You know? Because
I'll find out next time I have him on. That's a good question.
Yeah.
No, that's a very good question. He'll be back on at the end of the month if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And I'll make sure, hopefully I'll remember, I'll make sure my producer, somebody remind me. And I'll ask him and see what he says.
Yeah, I would love to hear his take on it. But anyways, that's all I got for you, Jesse Lee. You have an awesome rest of your day.
I will, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday concerning the biblical questions. Right. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Jesse Lee. Right, love you, brother.
You too. Bye now. 888-775-3773. This is an amazing question, biblical question. For those men and women who want to overcome the fallen state. And every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every child is in a fallen state. A fallen state. That's why the word, infallible word, says all who are born of the woman must be born again. You must be born of the Spirit. You got to return to the Father, men and women. And you can if you want to. 888-77, Jesse, let me go to Eric out of North Carolina. Eric, you are on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well. Eric,
yes,
happy
sir.
Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month.
Amazing.
Amazing. I wanted to...
Chicken in the back.
Yeah.
That remind me of the good old days.
Yeah, Sweet Home Alabama.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Eric.
I wanted to make a comment about, you just had a caller, he was commenting about, or he's asking about white rage or something like that.
Yes.
I want to know, like, where is all the black rage coming from in this country?
It's difficult to have a real conversation with Tony to ask and get those type of responses. If you notice,
right.
All he does is yell and scream about white people, and you can't even have a real conversation. And I would love to have one with him, but you can't
right.
have a real conversation with him.
Right. So just down. Go ahead.
So we're never going to find out what he thinks about that.
Right. Right. Yeah, literally, just last night, like, relatively just down the road, you know, another county over in Greensboro, North Carolina, there was, like, 9 people shot last night. So, kind of interested, you know, where's that violence originating from?
Was that from the black community?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you don't know yet for sure?
Not for sure, but...
Okay. Well, all anger is from evil, that's for sure. It doesn't matter the color, but it's the
right.
heart is wicked. And in that wickedness, the mind is dysfunctional. And all angry people listen to their thoughts. And those thoughts
right.
make them think they're right and everybody else is wrong.
I've noticed that. I've noticed it. Definitely, I can say, like, in the workplace, like, I see that.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Every human being thinks their thought is the only thought that is right. And if any other thought come along and disagree with them, they want to hurt you.
Right.
Because they cannot handle that situation. Amazing. Thank you, Eric.
Amazing. Thank you, Jesse.
And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Right. 888-7753-773. Let me go over to Canada, the next state of the United States, and talk to first-time caller, Lucio. Lucio, you are on the air.
Jesse Lee Peterson, hello from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Lucio, happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month, my friend.
Thank you.
It's about time.
You can say that again, absolutely.
Jesse, I had one question for you this morning, if you don't mind clarifying for me.
Okay.
I follow your show and I see your various interviews, what have you, and the way people get all emotional and stuff. But my question for you is, I've noticed in the churches, whether it be Baptist, what have you, especially in the South, but we have that here in Canada too, where ministers, pastors, what have you, seem to be tweaking their congregations, who's present, who should be present, who's allowed to be present, who's supposed to be doing this, doing that. What's your take on how everything is evolving into certain, shall I say, cultish behavior? What's your take on that, sir?
Well, I'm not familiar with you talking about the thing there, but I do know that earth is not heaven and man is not God, human beings, men and women. And there is a strong desire for angry people, emotional people, to control others. And most of the time it's for money and it's for a false sense of feeling good about themselves. And so they use people in the way that a drug addict uses drug or alcohol or mushrooms or whatever in order to make themselves feel alive and feel important. There's a desire to control. I see that with the Catholic Church and other religions too. It's all about controlling the people for a false sense of being important.
So is it fair to say that it's egocentric, it's perhaps narcissism that's disguised in the word of God, but it's actually them that are being praised instead of God?
100%. Man, human beings praise others in the same way they praise their own thoughts and emotions. They worship their thoughts, and they worship their emotions, and they worship other human beings who confirms that their thoughts and emotions are real. And as a result of that, they would never know God.
Right.
What a mess, huh?
Yeah. I saw your video with Mr. Hyde, and you told him that you did no right, you did no wrong, you think too much. And it got me scratching my head, saying, you know, this is difficult to maybe get at first, but if you delve into it and you really understand what Jesse's trying to say here, it's amazing.
I enjoy being on the show with Sam High. It was fun. It was interesting. It was very interesting. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Unfortunately, she passed away.
How about your father?
He left before her.
And so have you forgiven them, though they're dead?
It was hard, because I didn't understand why, because I thought my mother nurtured me all my life. But then I started thinking, you know, a lot of times she would talk to me on the side and say, your dad this and your dad that, and I hate the other thing about him and this and that. And it was kind of like a gradual brainwashing, if you want to call it that.
Absolutely.
That you got to love and respect your dad, but you know he's a this and he's a that. So I think I want to forgive her in that sense.
Absolutely. That was wrong, that was evil, but she couldn't help it.
Yeah, yeah.
And every human being, there's not one on the planet, must forgive their mother and father, especially mother. But both parents, really, but especially the mothers, because all mothers, until they wake up, brainwash
their
children.
Jesse, sorry to cut you off.
Okay.
I know in a certain way it's simple. It's basically cut and dry, the way you say forgive your mother and what have you.
Yes.
But for us laymen, some people that maybe just don't catch it right away, if there's a way you can simplify that for the population, I think you get through across to more people.
It's you say like, for the lazy people?
Laymen and lazy.
Hold on. Hold on a minute. Can you hold for a minute? Let me take a break.
Yeah, sure.
All right, hold on. 888-7753-773. I thought you said lazy men. lazy men. I'll be right back. Quick news. Not news, but quick break. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, check out the merch. Amazing merch. Be better, not bitter. When she's crying, she's lying. We have t-shirts and hats and mugs and all kind of good things. Alpha male, not a beta. There'll be a beta. Tote bags. And then books. And my books are amazing. I highly recommend them. And then we have, we're celebrating 250 years of America. And my face is on a silver coin, one that you can invest in. Everybody invests, I guess everyone, in silver and gold. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Go to 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND or JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Every dime we get goes back into doing the work. So not only are you investing in yourself, you're also investing in Bond and in the work we're doing. And I thank you for that. And they're going fast. We only had 250 of them. And they're going fast. And I'll be waiting. And they blame me. Well, I tried to get one, but I'm gone. What the? All right. I want to go quickly back to the first time call out of Canada. Lucio. Lucio, go ahead. I forgot what the question was now.
Brother, no, I think...
Oh, about the layman.
Yes.
Okay. How can I make it simple for them, right?
Yeah, more understandable.
I don't know how to make it any simpler than if you want to be free of your past, illusion of a past or a future, your judgmental mentality of hating others and yourself, your fear of loneliness, worry, and doubt. I don't know how to make it simpler than saying that you gotta forgive. And that all human beings have to forgive their mothers because all mothers, and they can't help themselves. And some don't even know that they're doing it. Others do. But you got to forgive her so that God can forgive you and bring you back into perfect love. And forgiveness is the only way that you're ever going to be free of thoughts and emotions. I don't know how to make that any simpler.
Well, Jesse, a lot of people, I guess I can include myself in that, a lot of people go through the motion. Oh, I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive the other person.
Yeah.
But did they truly forgive them? Like, is it from the soul? Is it from the heart?
Well, they're really not going to truly forgive. You know, God said, confess your sin, and the sin is of the heart. And the sin is anger. It is resentment. It is all that. And until the individual man or woman can see that they do have anger, they do resent, and admit, I'm wrong for rejudging, I'm wrong for being angry, and go and forgive, they're never going to be free. Because you're right, you shouldn't do it just because somebody said it. And you shouldn't be using those words, because using those words don't mean a thing if the heart has not changed, if you don't see in your heart that you're wrong for resenting, for being angry.
Right.
That's a good point. They got to see it for themselves, not because I or anyone else said it.
Exactly. Jesse, I want to thank you for this. And I'll let you get back to your what the saving people over there.
Are you
took enough of your time.
Are you a Christian?
That's what I call myself, but I don't really feel like I'm doing everything it takes to be one. If I'm going to be honest with you,
do you mind?
I could be doing a lot more.
Like what, for example?
Service.
Meaning what?
Service in the name of the Lord.
Oh. Do you mind responding to the biblical question this week?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to respond to the biblical question, the brand new biblical question?
Oh, sure.
What changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God?
I'd say, I'm probably wrong on this, who knows? I'd say if the words are from God, so are the laws. So for me, they're all in the same. If the words came from God, they're the laws of God.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. And Lucas, you stay with us, stay with it, stay with it. Don't give up.
I will, and I appreciate you. I watch you all the time. I saw actually a compilation of when you were younger.
Amazing.
You were a bit of a rebel, brother.
And I didn't mean to be. What the?
I saw the way you took on Maxine Waters and all that. I loved it. I loved it.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Oh, okay. Amazing.
And if ever, Jesse, I don't want to keep you anymore. If ever you're in town, I'm in Canada, Montreal, I'll take you in. I'll show you around. We really need you up here.
Okay. Absolutely. The host of the Anchor Baby show, the American Anchor Baby. His show is on Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. He's from Canada. What part of Canada are you from, Nick?
Montreal, Quebec, yes.
I'm from Ontario, Toronto.
No, right beside.
Nick is from Ontario.
No, Quebec. It's right beside. It's a province right beside.
Right on.
Listen, if you could spread a bit of your love up here, we could really use it. It's a commie show up here.
I know. It's a mess. What a mess. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse. God bless and have a good one, okay?
Happy
Men's Month.
Happy Men's History Month. It's amazing.
Okay. Thanks for your time, sir.
All right. Amazing. Did you hear about this female Muslim teacher that don't want to teach her children, the children, they're not her children, the children, about 9/11, according to a report from Right Wing News Network? A Muslim teacher at a public school in Texas says she doesn't want to teach the student about 9/11 because Doing so is politically charged. This is right angle news.
I had to sit and explain to a child just a few months ago about Al-Qaeda and 9/11. And I'm like sitting here thinking to myself, why am I teaching this to a fourth grader? The kid can barely find the legend on a map. This might be politically charged. Maybe this fulfills an agenda for somebody, for some purpose. This is not the time for fourth graders to be learning this kind of material. Middle schoolers, even maybe I could say.
So you, it's an age.
What is being taught to children is basically prioritizing politically charged content over basics.
Thank you. Anyone else, Sherman? Member Hall?
Yes, the last testifier. Yeah, it's not mentioned for any. You said it was for a political agenda that Al Qaeda is mentioned there. It's mentioned because Al Qaeda killed 3,000 Americans on 9/11, and many of our veterans, including our great chairman here, put their lives on the line fighting Al Qaeda in Afghanistan. So that's a big, significant part of American history, and you need to understand that as a teacher.
Right on. Finally. Don't you feel the setup by the Muslims in our country? Their whole plan is to conquer. Can't you kind of, it's in the air, it's everywhere. She doesn't want to teach that because she doesn't want you to know about Al-Qaeda. She doesn't want you to know we're being conquered. Now, do you see that these people should not be in our country, and especially in our government, our schools, and say, they are conquering big Satan, the United States of America, and little Satan in their mind, Israel. Don't you see the setup? They don't want to teach what they're doing. They don't want the American children or anyone to know. They should have fired her right then and tell her to go back to her, wherever she came from, and be a teacher over there. Isn't that amazing? That's so mind-blowing to me, I don't even know what to say. They kill Americans, and she doesn't want to teach it. Oh, just too political. That's an excuse for not teaching it, because they don't want the children to know that we are the big Satan. And it's going to get worse. I want to show you another mess. This thing was so, I didn't even know it was Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. When I saw this, at the end, I'm like, what a mess. I didn't even know it was supposed to be professional singing. I'm like, I want my country back. This is a mess. And the people standing up there listening to it and looked like they didn't know what to do with it either. From Grok. Jimmy, Matt, when are you coming back? Jimmy, oh, Jimmy, Matt. Remember that song? Well, these people, according to this report from Grok, 85-year-old Motown legend by the name of Martha Reed, delivering a shaky, off-key national anthem performance at the WPBL opening game in Springfield, Illinois. And she had two backup singers join her, but they fell out of sync. This is from Ed. What? This is a real mess. Watch this.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's glass gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was
still there.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
The audience should just say, what a mess! And sat down. I remember my friend Roseanne Barr, she did it, the performance stop in. And that was funny, but this is a mess. Leave it to the nigger rah-rahs. They'll mess up a... What a mess! And that was from... I guess they're old now. Their voice is gone. I have never heard, and that song is so beautiful when it's done in the right way. I got nowhere to run to, baby, nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. Jimmy, oh, Jimmy Mac, when are you coming back? My arms are missing you. My heart feels the same way. That's Martha Reed and the Vandellas. That wasn't Martha Reed. Or all the Vandellas are gone in their voices. It's like a heat wave breaking in my heart. Heat wave. What the? When I heard, I had no idea until this morning that it was Martha Reed and the Vandellas. At least Martha, for sure. Derek, my producer, he said they sound like the Cowardly Lions. What do you think about that, Hank?
She's got spunk. They just should have let her sing it, maybe, instead of having those two white ladies, because they don't look like the white Vandellas.
No, there was one white and one black in the background.
Oh. Maybe you have better eyes than me.
I think one of them was light skinned right there in the background.
I'm not sure.
Oh, my gosh.
I think two black, one white, one black.
It was kind of funny.
No, kind of.
It looked like the guys were smirking in the audience.
They were.
And then the woman, the young lady who was getting ready for her baseball game, she had to look serious.
It would have been amazing if they had said, what a mess, and sat down. Everybody just got upset. Because that was a mess.
It feels like an easy song to mess up.
It is. You really got to know how to sing the song.
Because if it's... You can easily go... Shout out, Martha. I liked her spunk. She had some spunk.
Oh, she did?
I thought.
It sounded like she could barely breathe.
Well, she had some energy, though.
She was alive but barely breathing.
She's in the Hall of Fame.
Well, they need to keep her there. And don't let her out again.
Nice.
What a mess. God bless them. That was a mess. That should be against the law.
I have nothing else to say.
Lord, if ever we needed you, Lord, it's like a heat wave. What a mess. I don't even know what to say about that. My country is gone. Martha Reed is not dancing in the street anymore. That's for sure. You remember those songs, Nick?
No.
Dancing in the street.
I'm not familiar.
How about Like a Heat Wave?
Nope.
Jimmy Mack.
From you.
But you never heard of these people?
Nope.
Amazing. What's on there has an image of them.
This?
That's the umpire?
Looks like somebody.
Oh, this is at the women's basketball, huh?
Baseball.
This is at the women's baseball game?
Yep.
Women play baseball?
Women's Pro Baseball League gets started with brutal national anthem rendition. Fox News headline.
Picture's funnier the more I look at it.
I know. I didn't even know women played.
See, those both look like white gals.
That woman with the hat looked like a light-skinned white woman, black woman, but you may be right.
I think she's just a dark-skinned white woman.
Yeah, maybe right. Maybe Martha don't have any black friends.
Between the Los Angeles Queens and the New York Heights. Interesting names for these groups.
I didn't know women played baseball. I thought they played softball a little bit.
Yeah.
I had no idea they played baseball. What the?
Learn something new every day.
Will the drag queen men play baseball with them too?
Don't talk about that.
Oh. What a mess. 888-77-JESSE. Super, super.
Nice.
Super chat.
Rick P. Rick P. says $50 for Jesse Lee.
Thank you, Rick P. I appreciate it.
It's over on Cash App.
Thank you.
Bond JLP on Cash App. Pastor Chatelet, 222 gold pills. Happy Men's History Month. Due to if anger is for beta males and women who aren't working on themselves. Drop the anger. It is not your friend.
If you do that, you shall be free. Not you might be free, but you shall be free. That is an amazing way to live. Never doubting yourself when all around you is. Don't argue with anyone. And the assignment, Pastor Chatelet, I want to hear from you about this month, too. Never, for the whole month of August, Men's History Month, the assignment for the men, don't argue with anyone about anything. Your wife, your girlfriend, your fiance, your mama, anyone, man or woman, about anything for 1 month. Stay away from anger. And you will be the if person. If you do it, finally, work on yourself. Do something for you. Thank you, Pastor Chatelet.
Cornerstone, August. Pastor. August just feels manly.
August just feels manly.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all.
Amazing. Thank you. What the land of the free? Back in a moment.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. and donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
All kinds of mess going on in this here world. You heard about that In-N-Out shooting in Twin Falls, Idaho, the scene of another U.S. mass shooting Saturday, according to CNN Commie Nonsense Network, only a week after the restaurant opened. Wow. I didn't know that In-N-Out was in Idaho. I guess it would make sense. A lot of families move there. Christians move there. White Americans. A gunman walked in and started firing, killing three people, wounding many others. He died later from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, authorities said. And other civilians engaged him. Armed civilians, I believe, right? Or at least off-duty guys. Shout out. The attack is one of at least 277 so-called mass shootings recorded in the United States this year. Endless scrutiny. Nah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to report on this one. They're talking about this pop star gal, Ariana Grande, is going to pause her public life due to maybe endless scrutiny, according to some video. She's a pop star singer. You know, she's been in the scene for quite some time, actually. She's also an actress gal. Got real skinny, turned like old-looking all of a sudden, in a sense. But anyway, she's going to step back from the spotlight after intensified speculation about her health following the release of her latest album, Petal. Like flower petal? P-E-T-A-L? Well, congratulations, and we wish you well. Cuba faces another nationwide blackout as the electrical grid collapses. The outages are becoming increasingly difficult for the island's 10 million residents during the swelteringly hot summer months. Very warm. And the U.S. has stepped in to buy Japanese yen. President Trump said Sunday the purchase was intended as a signal of friendship for the Japanese. Nice. And there's a coastal resort town in China, I guess, every summer, or at least China's political elite, descend upon a small town of Bedaye, a vacation spot for the Communist Party's top leaders. Huh. Who knew? I guess they would go on vacation. They are commies, after all. And a record-breaking journey in 29 days. Ultra runner Sophie Woods ran 1,240 miles across 8 countries, shattering both the men's and women's records in one of the world's toughest endurance races. Congratulations. I don't know if that's worth it, but you do you. Congratulations. Todd Blanche, as you know, according to far-left AP, rescinds the Trump's $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund for the president's allies. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche issued the formal order late Sunday, a move that follows weeks of negotiations with two Republican, I call them rhinos, but I may be wrong, I don't know, senators who were blocking his nomination to become AG, officially Attorney General. A female spokesman for Texas Senator John Cornyn, one of the senators holding up Todd Blanche's nomination, confirmed the deal, which comes ahead of Tuesday's confirmation vote for Blanche's nomination in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Blanche said at a June hearing that the Justice Department would not move forward with that anti-weaponization fund. You know how the government was weaponized against Trump supporters? And this was supposed to give recompense for that. Well, no more. He faced bipartisan, meaning evil, outrage over the possibility that rioters who attacked police on January 6th could be considered for payments if they got cruel and unusual or a punishment that didn't fit the crime, right? Cornyn and Tillis, Tom Tillis, I guess? I forget. Both members of the judiciary panel have said they want to see promises in writing before they endorsed Todd Blanche's nomination, especially as Trump continued to express support for the idea. Trump has supported the anti-weaponization fund. And as you know about the fires in Washington State, by the way, I heard that there were arrests over in Greece over like the fires over there. Some were like on purpose. Some of them maybe by just irresponsible accident. I don't know. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and how y'all? Happy Men History Month. August is Men History Month. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my brand new biblical question is a doozy. Brand new for this week. And by the way, as men form this Thursday night, I forgot to mention that last 2 hours. The Men's Forum this Thursday night. It is the first Thursday of the month. Biblical question. Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God? The laws, the words of God or the laws? Which changed your mind? I mean, changed your life? Which changed your life? I want to know. It's the biblical question for knowing, for all who want to know themselves. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can still listen to the show while you run around anywhere in the world and do whatever it is you're doing. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And because we love the ladies, every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
That's for sure. And in case you missed the first hour today, the first hour of the show, you can podcast Today is the beginning of Men's History Month. August is Men's History for 9 years now. And so I have an assignment for those men who want to work on themselves and overcome. And you can overcome the fallen state if you want to. And the assignment is for one whole month of August. All I'm asking is for a month. And you can go back to your misery if you want. But for 1 month, men, for 1 month, men, don't get angry. Don't try to prove anything to anyone for any reason. Not to your mama, grandmama, your girlfriend, your fiance, your wife, or anyone. Don't argue for 1 month. Don't try to prove anything. That is the assignment. For 1 month only. That's too much to ask for you to work on yourself. Start doing something for yourself. You will not regret it. If you stay with this, you don't know what it is to have fun in life until you work on yourself. Working on yourself is real fun. So much fun. Every fun. Getting drunk is not fun. Running around and tired the next day is not fun. Having to always be around someone is not fun. Getting lonely is not fun. Stress is not fun. What the? Being ambitious is not strong. You got to be out of your mind. An ambitious person is a crazy person. So for 1 month, Lord, know the ladies need it. Don't prove anything. Don't get angry. Don't argue or prove anything to anyone for any reason. And I wanted to show you this. And we played it in the first hour today. If you do the if thing, I want you to listen to, encourage you to listen to the words. And the words are, if you do these things, you become a man. And ladies, you will become a lady. If you do these things, you'll become a woman. You ain't no woman now. You're a lady. You're a female, but you're not a woman. Man, you're a male, but you're not a man. But if, I want you to listen to the if, and don't just watch The Great White Hope on there. You can watch it, but if you do the if, just listen to the word. The words are telling you how to become a man. And this I promise you, and they will never, never let you down. If you do turn away, it is your fault. But I want you to listen to the words and the if poem. Listen to what it's telling you that if you do this, if you do that, if you do this, if you do this. And nobody on the planet can do it until they start to wake up. This is the if poem.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Man history moment. That's amazing. If you can do that. And it's hard to find anyone who can if, because most people are not working on themselves. But if you can do it, you will become a man. You can't, there will be no other choice. It'll happen naturally, right in front of your face. Finally. Do what you want, but it's men history month, so this month, men, do the if. Do the if. Amazing, huh? Let me go to the first time caller out of, where is he from? What? Okay, I can't see that. Nebraska, you say? Okay. Adam. Adam, Nebraska. You are on the air, Adams.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Adam. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month. Thank you for letting me on the show.
Yes, sir.
So a big question for you, and I've seen a lot of your clips, and I've seen a lot of your shows. You started White History Month. What was the founding reason behind that? Just curious. I've been wanting to ask that for a while.
Because I was born in America, sweet home Alabama.
And hey, Florida myself.
And I've always been grateful that I was born in America without even knowing at the time why. And I'm just grateful to the white men who founded and created the greatest country on the planet. With the help of
Amen
God.
Amen to that.
And there's no way I or anyone should be complaining about America, but they should be giving back to make it better.
Exactly. Especially the libtards on the left, the demon rats, as I call them.
Well, not only them, on both sides, they need to lay down their weapons and give back to the country and make it better.
Exactly. One more thing I want to ask: the whole beta male thing.
Yes.
I gotta ask. Like, what made you start saying beta?
I don't know. Now it's been so long, but the word somehow or another came about, and it just stuck. But I don't remember how I got started saying that. That's amazing.
One of the episodes I watched, it was with Destiny, and you're asking him, why do you have the name Destiny? And you're like, beta.
Amazing. That's
I appreciate you, Jess. I appreciate you, Jesse. You are an amazing man, and God bless you for real. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I will. Thank you. Thank you, Adam.
God bless.
You too. 888-775-3773. Let me go to New Jersey and talk to Justin. Justin, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Justin.
How you doing?
All is well.
All right. You can hear me good, right?
No, I hear you well.
Awesome. So I wanted to ask you about, you say if you crying, you lying. Is that right?
Yes.
Now,
when she's crying,
Bible,
she's lying.
Yep. That goes for guys, too, right?
Yeah, but guys don't normally cry.
Right. But in the Bible, in the old Bible, in John 11:35, it says Jesus wept. Is that a different kind of crying, or what's up with that? Why did Jesus cry?
If he did cry, if he did it, it was because he knew that the people could not see. that they were blind and they could not see. Mm-hmm. And that's why they were suffering.
Yeah, that is specifically what it talks about, how he wept because he knew, like, the city would be destroyed because they were, like, all lost.
Yeah, absolutely. He didn't weep like a woman.
Right.
He didn't cry right. like his mama.
So are you saying there's, like how there's righteous anger, there's a righteous way to cry, too,
There's no such thing as righteous anger.
Well, I've heard that said before, but...
You've been lied to.
Oh, okay.
Do you believe there's righteous anger?
I don't know. I guess like it's a different. It's not even anger, really. What people talk about when they talk about that, like it's anger without emotion. But I guess that's not really anger, then, right?
Anger is evil, and God said, "Don't even trust an angry person." An angry person is a murderer.
All right.
Are you a Christian, Justin?
I suppose. I don't, not in the typical sense, like the typical Bible thumper sense. My dad's like that. He's like a real Bible thumper. He's crazy.
And so,
but
are you a Christian?
Yes.
And you are a Christian, you say?
Well, so to me, Christian means to be Christ-like, and that's what Christian means, to be like Christ, and I try my best to be like Christ.
And so are you a Christian?
Right? Yeah.
And which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God?
The love of God.
I'm sorry?
The love.
No, which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God?
Or the laws. I thought you said the love of God. The laws of God? I guess the laws.
The words of God or the laws, which changed your life?
Cool. Explain to me what the laws are. What do you, like the rules?
No, which changed your life? The laws of God or the words of God?
So I'm going to go with the laws.
And why do you say the laws?
Because I think that guides you. That's what guides you to do what's right. And I guess the words do, too, though. I mean, the word is the law, isn't it? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, this is an interesting question. You got me stumped.
Amazing.
Amazing. Well, if you want to explain what you mean, I mean, that'd be nice.
Well, I can't until Sunday.
Oh, I see.
Do you watch the Sunday Fellowship?
Yeah, I watch it as often as I can. Unfortunately, I work on Sundays, so sometimes it's hard to tune in, but I try to catch like easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you forgive your mother?
Oh, yeah. I forgave her a couple years ago.
You told her?
I told her. I sat there. I said, Mama, I said, I know you failed me, but you tried your best, and I forgive you.
Right.
It's all
on.
Good. And my dad, too. I sat down with him. I forgave him.
Well, stay with it. And I'll put my little two cents in about the biblical questions on Sunday, if the Lord's willing.
Gotcha. One more thing I wanted to ask you. Have you ever heard of Alan Watts? Have you ever heard of him?
Hold on a minute. Who's Alan Watts? I don't want to be promote someone that I'm not aware of.
He's no one bad.
Okay, I'm back. I got a little idea now who he is. You said he dead?
Yeah, he died in the 70s.
Okay, no, I wasn't from... If I do know who he is, I've forgotten.
Okay. You and him talk about pretty much the same thing.
Like, okay.
Except he's a little less religious, but he talked about the ego and how you got to defeat the ego and the false self, and he talked about all that stuff. So I think it's really fascinating how you guys are very parallel. But hey, you never heard of him. That's very interesting. Or you might have forgot.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't ring a bell at all.
Gotcha.
But you stay
with
it.
Thanks for taking my call, Jeff.
You're working
on
yourself?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm trying, you know. Some nights I find myself not doing the prayer. I gotta really try to be more consistent.
Why do you let evil talk you out of doing the prayer?
to be lazy just feels too good. Like I'm laying in bed and sometimes I just want to drift off. I don't want to get up and do the prayer. And then, you know what I mean? Like I can't, that's like one of the demons I can't defeat yet. I'm trying, but it's hard. The laziness demon.
How can the light help you if you don't stay in the light?
It can't.
So you still love the darkness?
I guess I do to some degree.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
I don't want to love the darkness, though. That's the thing. So it's like, how do you summon that will?
But then you're not being honest. You do want to love the darkness, because if you didn't want to love the darkness, you would stay in the light. You would love the light.
But like, how come sometimes I do the prayer then? Like, then I don't love, you know what I mean? Like, it's like sometimes I love it, sometimes I don't. I don't know.
You're doing it because you're playing a game, but you really love the darkness because all your life you've been living in the darkness. You now know how to overcome the darkness, but you still love it. That's why you don't stay in the light.
So unless you do the silent prayer every morning and every night, you love the darkness?
That plus being aware where you are and what you're doing at all time, during the day and night, that way you can always be in the light, and you will love the light, and the light would give you perfect peace. It would be amazing.
There are literally days where I say, okay, today I'm going to try to be present all day. And like, a thought will come and I'll go run with it and I'll go unconscious before you know it. And then I'll catch myself and I'll be like, oh shit, like, sorry, poop. you know, dang, like, there I go again. Like, I can't, and you know, it's just so pervasive. It's hard to stay present. Like,
all you gotta do is bring the thoughts back to where you are. Wherever your body is, bring your thoughts back to there, and you're back. If you have to do it 1,000 times a day, eventually you won't have to do it because the thoughts will all disappear. But and they become less and less and less the more you stay in the light. And if all you do, you got to work on yourself, man. You got to do something for yourself, finally.
Mm.
You got to stay with the light so that the darkness can be erased. It will be taken away from you. There will be no darkness in you. There will only be light if you stay in the light.
Yeah, I want to stay in the light. I do. It feels like an effort, though. Like, I got to keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back, but you just got to keep doing it no matter what.
There is no effort. You just do it. All you do is realize you're in a thought, come back. You're in another thought because you've been doing that way, living that way all your life. And so it's just, you're living that out of habit. All you're doing is breaking a bad habit.
Wait, so it shouldn't feel like an effort? Because it does feel like an effort to keep the thoughts from overtaking me. Like,
no,
it feels like I'm fighting off.
It's
all.
Not an effort at like all. You're doing is you see by the light that you're in a thought, bring it back. That's all. There's no effort. Of yourself, you can do nothing.
That's right. You can't change yourself. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't do none of that.
Right.
So there's no point in. Yeah.
So I recommend.
So letting go is the answer. Then letting go. You just gotta let go.
You gotta totally let go. Who are you?
I don't know.
You heard me ask that before.
Oh yeah. Plenty of times, but it's true. I've followed that rabbit hole down to its conclusion, and the conclusion is you got no idea.
Right on.
And even if you did know, you can't really say it. Like, you can't really explain it, because it's like something that I think is beyond human comprehension.
Well, get to know who you're not, and you will remember who you are. You just forget.
Thank you, Justin. I know that. I know when we're babies, we pretty much know, and then we're taught all the mess, and then
yes,
corrupt you.
Absolutely. So. Stay with it, man.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Oh, man.
Take care.
Bye. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to Aaron out of New Jersey. Aaron, you are on the air.
Jesse, good morning, sir. Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you, Aaron. Happy Men's History Month.
I'm going to make this quick, Jesse. You're not going to believe this. I finally quit smoking pot.
That's amazing.
It is. I'm telling you, sir. So I just want to thank you for all your advice.
How long you been smoking?
Too long. I waited to the 11th hour. to quit. I don't like to give advice because I waited until the very last second, and now I'm in a situation where, like, you know, I got to wait until my urine is clean, X, Y, and Z to get a job.
Oh, okay.
But I will say this. The difference between, you know, I'm one of those people, and I'm sure other people maybe went through the same thing, but the difference between now and last time I quit is now I actually don't feel desire
right on.
To go back to it. So,
right on.
And I took your advice for, like, I've listened to one of your videos in the past, and I actually struggle with it. You said, like, hey, if you're going to be in your hell, don't come back and keep on watching these videos all the time because it's not going to do you any favors. If you're going to be in your hell, just stay in it.
Well, so, I didn't honestly, say don't watch the video. I said that don't even start working on yourself if you're not going to see it all the way through, because it's better to stay in the hell that you're already in than to leave it and go back to it. When you go back to it, the darkness gets worse.
Exactly. That's why I was like, I don't even want to pretend like I'm 1 foot in and 1 foot out, because it hurts more to do all that.
In my opinion,
it hurts the ego. It hurts, like, I'm not saying my ego, but, like, it just is kind of like a subconscious rot.
Yeah.
Is the way that I would prefer to phrase it. So this time around, I genuinely am so grateful that I don't have that desire anymore.
Yeah.
And it's taken such a load off of me, and I'm saving money again.
Yep.
I'm thinking clear again. Like, I got out of the grocery store yesterday. Jesse, you wouldn't even believe it. I'm a young man. And I couldn't even find my car in the parking lot when I was smoking pot. Like, it was that bad. It's almost like I had Alzheimer's.
Amazing.
When I'd be smoking it. Like, it was bad. So I'm just grateful that God gave me a second chance, and I'm able to reattach stuff. And, hey, now it's time to get a job.
Stay with it. No matter what happens, you stay with it. You ever see anything, Aaron, it will get clearer. It will become clearer. You will have a clear mind.
I appreciate it, Jesse. Have a good day, man. Thank you.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Amazing. You know what else is amazing? There was this guy, according to this report. He was married. This is from the New York Post. He was married. And he and his law partner was in a steaming smooch fest, according to the report. He was caught in a steamy smooch fest with a much younger associate in Central Park, and it cost him tens of millions of dollars after a lucrative job offer was reportedly rescinded. This is from TikTok.
Get a room. Dude, get a room. No, there's kids around. No, sorry, there's kids around. Don't touch me. If you touch me, I have to touch you. Come on, get a room. Y'all was making out and there's kids. No. I don't record. I'm so confused what's happening. Y'all the guys making out, not me.
Amazing. So they say he was smooching with the lady in the office. And as a result, according to a report, he lost tens of millions of dollars. Because apparently he was getting another firm, and they took it back. They said, no, we don't want to hire you. When I come back, we have some posts about that. Stretch office on pure.net. I'll be right back to your phone calls and the rest of the story.
you know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Number one, Men's Forum this Thursday night. Every first Thursday night of the month for men only at 7 p.m. So come on down, guys. The men are working on themselves as well. It's amazing. And they come from everywhere. I'm like, what the? This Thursday night is the first Thursday of the month. And I also do shout-outs for you around the world, personal shout-outs, wedding shout-out, encouragement shout-out, birthday shout-out, shout-out, whatever the occasion is. Shout-out. Go to Cameo, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. You got two choices there. Shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. The Hake Report is coming up next at the top of the hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And then the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby. Check it out. You don't want to miss it. So I played the video where this man, this lawyer, according to the report, was caught smooching with another, I guess, a lawyer from the firm. And apparently he was going to get another law job or something. I'm not clear. But he lost that opportunity, which they say was tens of millions of dollars. And here are some of the comments from this.
The work attire, the weird location, the age gap, said somebody with 199,500 likes.
Amazing.
On this person. Oh, they're having an affair. 215,000 likes. Man, TikTok is busy. It's TikTok. And somebody said, most obvious affair ever. 17,000 likes.
Amazing.
Crazy.
Nick, should this guy have been his opportunity taken away from him for that?
I'm not. What did he lose?
They said tens of millions of dollars. Apparently, it says that this man. This married man, law partner, was caught in a smooch fest with an associate from Central Park. And as a result, he lost tens of millions of dollars from a lucrative job offer. So apparently he had another job offer that they had given him, that he had taken or was offered to him, and he had he said yes to his song. But when they showed the TikTok video of him smooching with this woman, they rescinded that opportunity of making tens of millions of dollars. Should they have taken that job away from him?
I'm not sure. I don't know what this kissing thing has to do with his job. But maybe as a hiring person, it's like, why is this? Why are you getting caught up with these things? Too much heat, and you're not really smart. So maybe so they don't want it for those reasons.
Derek is telling me from the New York Post, his hiring at Gibson Dunn, another law firm that was taken away from him after the kissing video went viral last week. Sources said. So he was going to go work for Gibson Dunn, but when they saw the video of him kissing this woman, they took their offer back from him. Should they have done that?
Same answer.
And what'd you say?
I'm not sure what that has to do with his job.
Yeah.
Is how I initially felt.
What do you say, Hank?
Alas, that's the way the world is. I say he should have lost it.
Why?
Because suppose he's in a courtroom or something, presenting like a serious argument, people would just remember that and smear his character, and it'll be used against him. It's bad publicity in the lawyer world for that type of a thing, because that was a law, or that was somebody who was going to hire him.
Do you think if it was the other way around, they caught a woman doing this, his wife doing it instead of him, and she was a lawyer, and she was about to go to Gibson and Dunn, would they have taken her job at?
I don't know. There's a big double standard for men versus women, but I don't know.
I guarantee they would not have. Oh, I doubt that they would have. Maybe, but I doubt it. And this thing that he was doing was between his wife and that woman. It has nothing to do with his work. As long as he can do a good job on his job, it had nothing to do with that at all.
Yeah.
And this is evil because they're always doing men like this. Men are under attack because they're sons of God, and they're attacked in so many ways.
It's true.
They should not have taken this man's job. If his wife wanted to leave him or stay with him, between the two of them, or that other woman. It had nothing to do with the man's job at all. What do you think?
I agree. That's not the way that the law world is a fake world.
Right. All human beings are fake until you turn to love.
And you have to participate in that fakeness.
No, you don't.
If you want to be a lawyer for Law Gibson.
No, you don't.
Whoever Gibson.
Well, Gibson, yeah. But I just think, they treat men like they're sons of God. And they hate men. And anything they can do to destroy, even other men will try to help destroy other men.
Yep.
And it shouldn't be happening. This man's job had nothing to do with who he was kissing. That's between he and his wife. Amazing, huh?
Yep.
Darren said they could have made him deliver a public statement apologizing, then hired him. He didn't owe anyone an apology,
yeah,
but his wife.
I don't think he's...
No.
He should really give it any attention.
Right. He don't owe that job an apology. What the? Ain't nobody on that job innocent.
The young lady made it worse trying to grab the camera.
Yeah. Amazing. And the guy that was videotaping them should be ashamed of him or herself, too. I don't know who did that.
Yeah.
But it's for the thrill of it.
Indeed.
It's all for the thrill. What a mess. What other quick thing? And this one, I don't understand quite how you can do this. I don't know how you can be in one place and do this. So I'm putting this out there for you guys because I don't understand how it works. KFOR is reporting that after seeing his wife flirt with another man on Facebook Live, a guy by the name of Myron Cooper confronted him in a parking lot. So somehow or another, this guy was watching his wife on Facebook Live, I guess, and another guy was flirting with her. And according to a report, he went and shot the guy and killed him. Watch this.
Bizarre and tragic situation in the metro. A man accused of flirting with another man's wife is dead after a fight broke out.
News 4's Paisley Porter spoke with Oklahoma City police and has the latest on this.
I'm standing in the parking lot where police say jealousy turned deadly when a man shot someone for flirting with his wife in this sports bar behind me.
Police responded to a shooting call. The incident took place in the 6100 block of North Santa Fe. There was an argument there between two people, ultimately escalated to gunfire. One person shot the other.
It happened Thursday. Court documents say the wife of the man shot and killed was on Facebook Live when Barry Russell Jr. came up to her and started talking in her ear because of the loud music inside of Sunny B's sports bar. Myron Cooper saw the interaction, became angry, and walked up to Russell in the parking lot. The confrontation quickly turned violent as the two began punching each other. The fight soon broken up.
And when the fight broke up, according to this report, the man later got a gun and shot Cooper dead. Is that Cooper we saw in the video? Or that's the man that did the shooting?
I don't know yet.
What yet? Oh, he said that's the man that did the shooting. The man got his gun and shot Cooper dead during a second clash. And now he's facing murder charges. This is from KFO Oklahoma News.
Russell told police that he then went back into the bar to wait until Cooper left. While in there, he asked his wife to bring him a gun for self-defense. When Russell thought Cooper had left, he walked to his car when Cooper pulled up beside him. Russell told police he tried to run inside, but Cooper chased him and began punching him in the back of the head, at which point Russell pulled the gun and shot Cooper in the chest.
That victim fled in their own vehicle, had made a couple different stops along the highway before ultimately coming to rest near Southeast 15th and I-35. That's where contact was made with the victim. The victim was transported to an area hospital, sadly died because of those injuries.
All right, Paisley. Russell is in the Oklahoma County Jail this evening, facing first-degree murder charges.
Amazing. So Russell is the black guy on the video, right? Derek. Okay, the image we saw. So my question, Hank Ordner, how was he able to do a Facebook Live if she was at the bar and he was not?
A Facebook Live?
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything. I must have missed something.
In the beginning, remember this?
Oh, it was on Facebook Live.
Right.
Oh.
How was this guy able to do a Facebook, if it's true? How was he able to do a Facebook Live of his wife at the bar if he wasn't there? Is that possible?
I don't know. Maybe the wife was on Facebook Live because it doesn't necessarily say that he was doing the Facebook Live whispering to the man's wife.
What?
I thought the same thing.
What did it?
that the wife was on Facebook Live.
He said he was after watching seeing her his live. Wife flirt with another man on Facebook Live. So, like, the wife, well, it would have to be the wife doing the Facebook?
Yeah, she might have been streaming on Facebook Live, like on her phone, like this.
With her husband?
No, it's streaming on Facebook Live. You're just live, and you're not. It's not necessarily person to person. It's your whole, to the whole world. Like, you're on Facebook Live, actually.
Oh, and so she was streaming on Facebook Live.
Perhaps. It was her, yeah.
And if it's true, the husband just happened to be watching.
Yeah.
What the?
And then this man goes and talks in her ear. And so this guy, I guess, drove over there. I didn't catch that part. Wow.
Yeah, he went over there after he saw her, this guy talking to her in her ear, according to a report. He thought, or maybe he was, flirting with her. He got over there and killed the man, according to the story. But flirting with his wife.
Were all the characters in this situation black, or just the...
I don't know. They only showed the black ones, as far as I can tell. Was everybody black there? So, yeah, he said they're all black. What a mess. My thing is, why would she be at the bar Facebook Live as she's married and know her husband may see it? That's my question. What's everybody addicted to the phone? Somebody, they got to do that? Have you ever Facebook Live? You don't go to bars, though. What sense does that make that she was on Facebook Live at a bar?
I remember you and Derek talking, and I've seen gals tend to go on Facebook Live or Instagram Live or
at the
TikTok
bar?
Live. Not necessarily at a bar, but some maybe at a bar.
Why?
Vanity. Extra entertainment. Nowadays, you need all kinds of extra entertainment on top of the entertainment where you are.
This I don't understand. That's crazy. That talk about being addicted to the phone. What the? Okay. This psychiatrist is known for discussing relationships. And in his first soundbite, a psychiatrist known for discussing dating and relationship psychology explain how everything you've done for a woman is irrelevant from TikTok.
This is going to be a hard pill for many men to swallow. But the fact of the matter is that everything that you've ever done for a woman is irrelevant. It does not matter. If it's in the past, it's gone. Women are like your stomach. Reminding your stomach that you had dinner last week isn't going to help if you're hungry today. Your stomach needs food constantly. And when it hasn't had it in a while, it will painfully remind you of that fact. Even if you've eaten three meals a day, every single day of your entire life, your stomach will never tell you that it's had enough to get you through whatever time you have left.
What the? He says that a woman in a relationship, are the things she want, but hasn't yet received.
Another way to think about this is that everything you have ever given a woman is like safe. She can't lose it, and it can't be taken away from her. She can't lose all of those trips and holidays. Her memories can't be taken from her. And all the time and energy and money that you've spent on her can't ever be refunded. All of those things are safely hers because they're in the past and so can't ever be taken away. What you have to understand is that if a woman leaves, she takes with her everything you've ever given her. The only thing she loses when she walks away is that which she wants and hasn't yet received. What keeps a woman in a relationship is what she hasn't gotten yet. This and only this do they lose when they leave.
What a mess. What do you say to that?
It sounds like facts. Shout out.
Jesse is based. What do you say to that? Is that true?
I'm not sure he lost me.
Which part didn't...
I just started getting lost when he started making these metaphors about the stomach.
The stomach one I understood.
And so he lost me.
The stomach one I understood because the woman, stuff that you've done for the woman doesn't really matter. It matters that you're pleasing her now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That wasn't clear to me.
She's not happy with what she has because she only can be made happy with what she doesn't receive.
Shout out.
Something. What a mess. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Super chat.
Nice.
Super chat.
Prince. For the church.
Thank you. Amazing.
Tattooed Pain. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. I love the videos and calling out the race BS bogus speech. I love all my fellow Americans, no matter what color. If you are good to me, I'll be good to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support.
Hannes, what an amazing Sunday service. Thank you. Much to ruminate on. Emoji. Thanks, Hans.
It was mind-blowing. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. Check it out.
Jamie, I have control over my life. This was last week's biblical question.
Yes.
Quit being semi-beta, people. Go get y'all's hormones looked at. Not possessed. Everything I do determines what's going to happen. Believe it or leave it.
Amazing. Thank you.
Biggie Bollock says, Jesse, do you regret being a slot maker in your 20s?
No, I have fun.
Jamie says,
I can't regret something that already happened. Donna is over. What now? Thank you.
Jamie, I have 200% control of life. I know exactly what I'm going to do today by the exact hour, hour by hour. It's things that I want by choice. Be a doer. People become stronger.
Amazing. Thank you.
Fazul, Martha ran to the bank quick before they cancel it.
Who's that?
Martha Reeves in the Vandellas. She got her paycheck from that national anthem. Disgrace.
I'm telling you. What a mess. Thank you.
Allison C., welcome back to Cloud Bops, as a fellow chatter. He makes me laugh. I'm so grateful for you, Jesse. Since I quit my job, I'm making money from my gifts. I'm staying present. Thanks, hands, dancing, musical notes.
Stay with it.
Half Black Tony, that guy sound beta from that stomach comparison. Yeah, stomachs are too logical for a good
comparison. Amazing. Thank you.
And thanks again to the Pilled people as well as the Rumble crew. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all. Kindly. Amazing. I appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Mark from Arkansas. Alaska, my bad. Mike from Alaska.
Hello, Jesse. Reverend Jesse, the Pastor Jesse.
No, just Jesse.
I like that. No labels.
Right.
Hey, Jesse, do you live in Compton?
No way. Are you crazy?
Why? Compton's awesome. You know, they have an equestrian program there for young kids to ride horses. There's a family that founded Compton that came over with horses hundreds of years ago, Old Man Compton. But he brought a ranch and horses there, and it's still there to this day. I used to ride dirt bikes in the hills of Compton. Compton used to be one of the neatest cities, and I really like Compton.
When I first came to L.A., I spent a lot of time in Compton, and it was nice then, but ain't no way that I would be going to Compton now.
Oh, man, next to Compton now is Gardena. It's probably one of the worst cities in America. And I grew up in Lawndale on Compton Boulevard. Have you ever heard of Lawndale down by the beach, by Manhattan Beach?
Yes, I have. Absolutely.
Yeah, amazing. My family and I, we grew up in a three-story Craftsman home that belonged to a farmer there that owned all the land around there. But now it's all houses, 25-foot stinking lots. And we had the only vacant land left at that old house. And when my mama died a few years back, nobody wanted the old custom. I even tried to give it away to the city of Lawndale, but they didn't want it. They didn't want it as a historical monument. I was going to give it to them free, and there was no light poles on the street. They could have moved the thing across the street to Jane Addams Park. But
California ain't California no more, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. I grew up there when I could walk to the beach and someone would pick me up with my surfboard.
I got it wrong because of time. Thank you, buddy. I'm so out of time. The Hake Report is coming now, and then the America Anchor Baby. Tyler, a first-time caller from Idaho. Not Navajo. Idaho. And Rick from Hampton, Virginia. And the caller that just dropped and the ones that are coming in. I'm out of time. Stay with us. Happy Man History Month. The Hake Report is coming now. And then the American Anchor Baby. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Hey, Jess, I just wanted to call you and give an update on my life.
Okay.
I recently got a job as a maintenance manager. 3 weeks in, I'm now the GM of that park. I'm doing, the silent prayers, always keeping present. There's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one in my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work. And I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. and do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that, and you'll be fine no matter what.